In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This Sunday, Dear Faithful, bears the subtitle, Ephphatha, which means, Be Thou Opened. The Gospel invites us to contemplate in Jesus the manifestation of His double nature, human and divine. As man, Jesus raises His eyes to heaven and lets out a sigh. He prays. As God, He commands nature, saying, Ephphatha, be thou opened. And immediately, full and total healing of the deaf and dumb man happens. St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, Jesus, risen from the dead, is a cause of our salvation. He came to save all men. Jesus is a cause of our salvation. Unfortunately, the current flourishing of religions of all kinds witnesses at the same time a desire and a distress. The desire is the longing of man's heart for God, a desire which resists the denial imposed by society. The distress is that men don't know that they are saved by God, by a God who loves them and cares for them. They no longer know that religion is the key to salvation. The reality of salvation is of the utmost importance. It supposes grace, and it reminds us that man comes from God and has a finality. All of this establishes limits to man's total independence. So some prefer the loneliness of a godless religion in which they just have to care for themselves, for their body, their feelings, which they call without any shame, spiritual life. Nevertheless, Jesus wants to save all men because He knows the needs of man. The question of salvation does not rest on a kind of divine will which we would accept some men while rejecting others in an arbitrary manner. But rather, it is affected by man's will. Do men accept to be saved, or do we strongly resist salvation? If men are not saved and do not have eternal life, the reason is that they do not want it. They refuse a last act of their free will in full awareness of mind. They refuse to be saved. They refuse to depend on God's love. The only limit of God's power is man's refusal based on his free will. The healing of a deaf and dumb man reveals humanity as it is. This sick man, the Church Father says, is the image of fallen humanity which cannot hear the doctrine, which cannot pray to God. In the presence of such a great misery, Jesus is seized with a deep pity. The Church wants to imitate Jesus' action in front of the deaf and dumb man and has adapted since the earliest times of Christianity a similar rite in the ceremonies of baptism. It looks weird when you attend a baptism for the first time, but the priest puts salt on the tongue of the baby, of the baptized. Most of the time, they love it. So he puts salt on the tongue of the baby, touches his ears, his nostrils, saying, "Be opened. Be open to the teaching of the gospel and speak to witness the God of truth." We admire the miracle today, but more importantly, we benefit from this miracle. Yes, dear friends, a Christian is a deaf. The Christian is a dumb and a blind man who is healed. The Christian is a forgiven sinner, and he becomes a saint by confronting himself every day more and more to Jesus crucified and glorified. He asked God to be in his soul and to make his soul more and more divine. All can reach this life in grace if we decide to seize it. The obstacle is not God's remoteness, but man's laziness or his fear, because he is limited to human views. From this trial comes the spiritual fight, which strengthens the soul. Dear faithful, before being baptized, we were deaf and dumb spiritually. Let us pray today to be faithful to the grace given to us in baptism and the other sacraments, so we can say truthfully with St. Paul, "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace in me has not been fruitless. Amen." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.